Mr. Secretary, I believe we have quorum. If you could take roll, please.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace Aaron, present. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron, present. Jonathan Alexander, excused absence. Shingy Bird?
Request for excused absence.
Shingy Bird, present. Thank you. Sandy Childs, request for excused absence. Roberta Eidman?
Present.
Roberta Eidman, present. Stephen Frantz? Stephen Frantz is not here. We'll try and communicate and see if we can do that. Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Jamie Gomez, present. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Jan Goodman, present. Stephen Kaiser?
Here.
Stephen Kaiser, present. Maggie LaPeak, requested excused absence. Ali Lexa, requested excused absence. Rob Macon? Rob Aikman is not, Macon is not here. Barbara Marbach, requested excused absence. Ishmael Parra?
Here.
Ishmael Parra, present. Reza Poor?
Here.
Reza Poor, present. Steve Pride, requested excused absence. Dorothy Reich is not here. Myla Reason is not here. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Lawrence Reyes, present. Mansoor Sabah?
Present.
Mansoor Sabah, present. Polina Vasiliev?
Present.
Polina Vasiliev, present. Fernando Velasquez? Fernando Velasquez, present. Lisa Wong? Lisa Wong is not here. Okay.
Excuse me. I have Stephen Frantz on the phone. You want to call his name again?
Stephen Frantz on the phone?
Stephen, say here.
Sorry.
Stephen Frantz is sort of present.
via telephone.
Okay.
Do we have a...
Okay, so we have quorum even without Stephen Frantz, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Roll call's been done. Approval of excused absence requests. Is anyone opposed to approving the excused absence requests?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I hear no objection. Hearing no objection, they are...
Ignore.
Public will have their time to make comments. Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the proposed agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Any objections to approving the agenda as written? Hearing none, agenda is approved. Do I hear a motion to approve the September and October minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes of September and October 2018.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing no objections, they are so approved. So, a report out from our closed session for October. In closed session, the KPFK local station board decided to send a list of four program director candidates to the KPFK general manager for consideration for that position.
For the program director.
For program
position.
Director.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
I will repeat what I wrote. Because I believe that this was what I wrote at the time, that we decided that this would be the report out. Okay. In closed session, the KPFK local station board decided to send a list of four program director candidates, yes, to the KPFK general manager, yes, for consideration for that position.
Excellent.
Okay. Set time certain to adjourn. I have 11:10 now. Our proposed agenda is 140 minutes, which would be 2 hours and 20 minutes. So I'm counting 11, 12, 1, 30.
140.
Okay.
I move for 140.
There's a motion on the floor to set time certain for 1:40. Mr. Reyes?
I'd like to just amend that slightly to 1:30.
Okay.
I have another alternate measure.
We're going to take 10 minutes on this.
Okay, that's fine. 2 o'clock. We can always end early. And I don't want to have to go through a 60% vote to extend time.
Okay.
I withdraw my motion. Support Kim.
Is 2 o'clock okay, Lawrence? And if we end earlier, we end earlier?
That's fine. I don't know if I can stay to 2 o'clock. I can stay to 1.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get out earlier. Here, are there any objections to setting time certain for 2 o'clock? Hearing none, it is so. Okay. We have time for public comments at this time. We don't. We do not have a microphone, so. Okay. So. Yeah. We're going to line up behind Bella. For anyone who would like to speak.
Do you want to?
Give them your name and why you're.
You don't have to give your name.
You don't have to give your name.
Do you want us to do timekeeping, or are you going to do it?
That's fine. I'll do it.
I don't know if this is the appropriate forum, but like probably a lot of KPFK listeners and supporters, are really frustrated about the ongoing fundraising activities that are less and less productive and longer and longer. Pretty soon, the station's going to be like 24/7 fundraising. And that, to me, is insanity. And I think somebody needs to look at alternatives. I put together a proposal for some options that would be more fun than what we're going through now. Like, for instance, having specific days that are dedicated to a particular topic, like black liberation, like women's issues, like the war, and dedicate the day to that, have programming around that, and promote it, and then have your fundraising tied to that. Right. People would tune in, and you get the audience back. Right now, you're not getting it. That's my say.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay, I guess I'll see you. Next, speaking here. Hi, my name's Diego Rubalcava Alvarez. I live in Pico Rivera, and I wanted to make a suggestion or see if maybe you've done this before, like have a listener parties in the geographic areas of your service area, so that people can get together to listen to programming and to defend programming when necessary. Is that something you've done before with the, like, have parties throughout the areas with the intent of people getting back together autonomously on their own?
Many years ago, yeah.
So, I mean, I think it'd be good. You may have volunteers who'd be interested in organizing that, but we would need the station to, you know, put out advertisement for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting the. Oh, if you could put the agendas like online, I know the meeting dates are on the kpftx.org website, but I didn't see the agendas there. Grace was happy to send me one, but like it'd be helpful if you could put the agendas and minutes online so you could download them. And then wondering what CRM stands for. It's in the report. But
excuse me, I think I know.
Mm-hmm.
Customer relationship management. It's an approach that management uses to know who's donating and how to stay in touch with them.
It's a type of software.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the main thing. Just really hoping that we can get some local parties going and throughout the areas and maybe make available, like, or I'd like to see, like, data of who's listening where. Thank you.
That's great. Hi, I'm Lita Shapiro. I'm been involved a long time. I've been I'm a financial person, and I've been going to some of the finance meetings that I can't go to now because they're Wednesday. But I have a different thing that I wanted to talk about, which has to do with the lack of any kind of local city programming. And I really see the need to do a show about Los Angeles, the city, and what's going on in the city. I've actually done some preliminary reaching out to people that I think would be great for as a rotating hosts. on a weekly show, and I've written it up for you. I have copies for you, and to go to the new program director. Anyway, I think it's a huge omission that needs to be corrected.
Hand the copy over to the PD and Gina when they come.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. So here's what I would like to hear from the directors when they make reports. One on the election, an explanation for why there's absolutely no publicity about it. and I'd also like an update on the FJC loan. It's in default. Does FJC even own it still? And I'm recommending that nobody approve this budget because it's bad. I'd like to know why the person in the finance office can't do a basic profit and loss statement. I'd like to know where the $300,000 bequest is recorded. I'm surprised. I shouldn't say surprised. I'm disappointed the GM isn't here because some of these things are his... I would have liked to address to him. At the last, in his last report, he gave 5 years of comparison of income and expenses, and they're wrong numbers. They're just bad numbers because nobody knows how to read the audits. Nobody in this room, nobody in KPFK, nobody in Pacifica understands how to read the audits. So those are bad numbers. This budget is just full of bad numbers. I'm not even going to bother to give some, because nobody here really cares. That's it for now. Thanks.
Good morning. My name is Robert Payne. I oftentimes review books for various publications. I know other people who review books for other publications. I would like to build on Diego's suggestion for neighborhood and local community meetings. At such meetings, we could raffle off such marvelous pieces of work such as this, Your Heiress Diary of Paris Hilton. If we had copies of wonderful volumes like this, perhaps we could raffle them off for $5 or $10, make $100. I mean, it wouldn't be $100,000, but it'd be $100 at each meeting. If there were 50 meetings, that's $5,000. That's equal to one movie star's contribution. So we need to exploit the opportunities available to us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well said, Robert. I'm Bella DeSoto, and this meeting is being held very late in the month. That's number one. This is a truncated election cycle that should not be. This is why the recently hired in August National Election Supervisor did not resign, but decided not to hold himself responsible for the chaotic, unreliable, untrustworthy subscription lists that are kept by membership department and supposedly by Alan Minsky for the volunteers. Now, having said that, our colleague here says, well, if the business manager cannot even prepare a simple P&L, let me tell you, that is because we have never done a balance sheet. And the balance sheet has to go with the P&L. I mean, you can't have one without the other. And we often don't get the balance sheet. We never see a balance sheet. That is just as critical. And if the numbers are bad, yes, they're going to be continuously repeat themselves. We know that. You start bad, you go to the end. I am running for this election. There is no advertisement for it. There is no promotion because the ruling class of this board is very comfortable, very snug. That things they need not. They couldn't care less about rules, regulation, justice. And you have got to shake up. You have got to do something else. This is not working. And the folks that have come here, I come here from far away. Many of these people come from far away. Hello, Bill. How are you? Would you like to say something?
Sure.
What's going on with the loans? I mean, I'm just echoing what was just asked. And this is a truncated election cycle. It was recommended, and I recommended it to you months ago. I said it here that it should be held the first quarter of 2019 because there was not enough time for participation from the listeners. And we have got to bring back, as soon as we hire a new program director, bring back all the programming where the listeners could call in. The listeners would call in and say, hey, Michael, how are you? And so-and-so said so-and-so. And you build community. You build network. People would talk to the programmers. The programmers would talk to their listeners. And the listeners would talk to each other. And this is what we lost 10 years ago. This is why membership is so bad. And all these wonderful ideas that keep coming up, they're not taken into a, they're not considered. So I'll stop here.
He's going to be next, but I have, is your name Diego? Was that
Diego?
Diego, there's supposed to be a community, CAB, Community Advisory Board that meets in all the localities. They're not doing it because they can't, they don't, it's an FCC rule to do it, and they're in violation of it.
Yeah.
So, it's, there you go.
Okay. Hi, I'm Bill Eisen. Yeah, I'm also a candidate for the local station board. And I think I'd like to point out a problem that developed during this election cycle about the problem with the members that qualify as membership through volunteering, and the National NES that actually pointed this out, and this has actually been a long-standing problem, and I don't know. You know, I think that it's just inexcusable that we haven't fixed that problem. It would be very simple to just have a sign-up sheet at each station that people could volunteer, could sign in and out, and that sign-up sheet could be initialed by, at the end of the day, it could be initialed by an employee of the station. Very simple fix, and I don't know. I think the blame, falls on the national board. I think they have the authority to enforce that kind of a thing, and it's just inexcusable. It caused a resignation of the initial national election supervisor. So. You know, I, of course, I can't really do much about it. It's just, I'm just one person, but I just point that out, and I hope that we can fix it, you know. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to add that I was helping at the phone room a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, and it was at night, and I went to sign in, as I normally do, and what did I see? No dates on any of the sheets. So all the sheets that were to the left did not have dates. So this is how the volunteer list is compiled. It is unbelievable, the lack of oversight, management theory, management ethic that is missing everywhere. And yes, the fiduciary falls on all of you and the national. I mean, that's it.
Excuse me, not
Steve, please.
This is the time for the public to talk, not for board members to respond. Okay? We do have a minute left if anyone else would like a quick minute to say anything from the public, because we want to be respectful of the public. Thank you very much. Let's move on to our next item of business. Reports, director's reports. So we have three directors here. Mansoor, let's start off with you if you have anything to report.
I have nothing to report.
Okay. Grace Aaron or Jan Goodman, who would like to go next?
I'll
So this
is Jan Goodman.
Okay, so the first thing I'd like to address is the elections. Everybody, all of the PNB representatives from KPFK have been pushing to have these elections. We have voted on the PNB, made motions to start these elections and to have these elections. And in fact, there's a group of people who have voted against having the elections and who have tried by various means to put off votes to have the elections, and those people just specifically have included the chairperson of the Pacifica National Board, who is Nancy Sorden, and Adriana Kazanave from Texas, and a number of people who have consistently voted not to have the election. There was a person who was designated finally to be the National Election Supervisor, a man named Graham Drew, who started being the Election Supervisor, and then he quit because he attempted to call off the elections and quit. Because he said our lists were so faulty, and our lists are extremely faulty, but not that faulty. I mean,
oh,
we can
extremely sound
excuse me, Bella.
We can. They still reflect the majority of the member, the vast majority of the membership. After he did that. Our new executive director, Maxie Jackson, appointed a new election supervisor, and there's been practically radio silence as to these elections, as to saying even who the candidates are, it is of great concern. The people who've expressed concern. I am, and I think all the other national board members are in total solidarity and agreement that we need to get these elections started and that we are behind. But nevertheless, even though we are behind, we need to have these elections and have these elections soon. So I urge you all to communicate directly to the executive director that you want to have these elections, and the executive director's email address is ED for executive director at pacifica.org, because we do need to have these elections and we need to get them going as quickly as possible. So I think that covers the majority of the election. Unless we want to go into more detail, which perhaps we could do at a certain point of time. And we do need to have better financial reporting. That's one of the things we've been pushing on. However, we have made great strides with the audits and getting the audits more up to date. We also have an affiliate director election coming up, and that is in progress. It also is a little bit late. And the affiliate director, just for those of you who may or may not know, is that the national executive of the Pacifica National Board is composed of four representatives from each station. Each station, local station board, elects four of its members to the national board, so that's 5 times 20 is 22.
Not every station.
And then we have.
Not every station does that.
And then we have the affiliate representatives, because as you may know, we have approximately 300 affiliate stations who can and do use Pacifica programs. So the way that our bylaws incorporate them into our governance structure is that they are in, that affiliate stations are invited to submit nominations, and of those nominations, then the Pacifica National Board elects two of those people who represent affiliates to sit on the national board. So that is, and those people serve for 1 year only. They serve year by year. And so I think that those are among, I guess just to briefly talk about the FSJ loan. Is it FSJ?
FJC.
FJC loan. It is of major concern to everybody on the PNB how we're going to pay that back. We have a strategic planning committee that that is one of its goals. And we now have an executive director in place who can really focus on doing that. As far as I know, we're not in default. We don't have to start making actual payments on the loan for 18 months from the time the loan was given to us, because there was a set aside of a certain amount of money to pay for to make those payments. So we're still within the first year of that, because that loan was put together during this year. I believe it was in March, but I may be wrong on that. So we're working diligently to figure out how we're going to pay that, and there we are on just addressing that. Okay, so now Grace can take over and...
Okay, Grace, our other director.
Yeah, please thank go you, ahead. Jan. The board, by a significant majority, voted to continue with the election, the local station board elections, because to fail to do so would be egregious violations of the bylaws, and it would also violate the California Corporations Code, because it is illegal for directors to extend their term of office without a full membership vote of the all Pacifica members. So that would be mean 50,000 members would have to agree to extend the terms of directors such as myself and Jan Goodman. So it's and it's also violates the bylaws and opens the foundation up to many lawsuits. Now, Graham Drew, I don't believe, did a proper assessment of our membership lists. Our membership lists are in good shape, not in bad shape. In the last election, we sent out slate mailers here in Los Angeles and in New York, and what shows the viability of the lists are two things. The returns, and the returns were just normal returns for a bulk mailing list. It was not a huge amount of returns. Sorry. Also, and that's at two stations, WBAI and KPFK. The next thing is, we have a very high quorum that we need to reach to make our elections valid. That's 10%. Very few nonprofits that hold elections have such a high bar to reach. Our elections in the last election reached that 10% quorum, which shows that our lists do have great integrity.
14% in KPFK.
The ballots that were returned for KPFK in the last election were 14% of our membership, meaning our membership lists are good. Now, the staff lists, there may be a problem with the staff lists, but there are only, at the very most, 200 to 250 staff members per station. So these lists can be rectified in a matter of days if there are any kind of major problems. Regarding the volunteer membership lists, most of our volunteers,
per the bylaws, if you volunteer for 3 hours or more, you're entitled to a volunteer membership. You don't have to pay the $25 a year. However, and I've seen many elections over the last however many years, 16 years, Pacifica elections. And most of people who would be eligible for volunteer memberships have donated as well. So they're already on our membership lists. So the very few handful of volunteers who are not already a member, they can ask for a volunteer membership. They're usually recognizable to the powers that be. And, yes, a simple system could be put in place to tally which volunteers come in. And it's probably being done because those volunteers are called all the time to help out. So we know who those volunteers are. This is not a big problem. This is a problem of a few hours with that volunteer membership list. So there really is no problem with the membership list. The Graham Drew quit. Our executive director hired another national election supervisor, Alma Viscara. She's from Houston, and also she is also the local election supervisor for KPFT. And we have a local election supervisor for KPFK, that is Renee Penalosa. She's also the local election supervisor for KPFA. So we do have a local election supervisor. Believe me, Jan and Mansour and I are pressuring the National Election Supervisor and the Executive Director to get us candidate lists. We don't have lists of which candidates have been accepted as valid. We also need a realistic timeline for this election. We have an unrealistic timeline. But all of this is understandable because there was a shift in the National Election Supervisor role very recently. As far as the rest of the business of Pacifica, you know, with the financial matters and the audits, first of all, it's kind of like, you know, you have a few little indications that maybe there's some problem with your house that you live in. And you call up the exterminator to find out if there are termites, and the exterminator, you know, opens up a wall, and oh my God, there are like millions of termites. So we're in that stage where we didn't know there was how bad the problem was. Then we found out that it was really much worse than we thought it was. And now we're in the process of having to go through the steps of fixing this enormous problems of years of deficient financial reporting and bookkeeping. So we've been told by the people involved with getting this mess straightened out that they're putting most of their energy into the 2017 audit. We must get that done in order to maintain our nonprofit status and our incorporation, basically, because that's a necessity to remain incorporated in the state of California. So all the financial staff is concentrating mainly on completing the 2017 audit, which is near completion. We've also unraveled this big mess of the pension plan audits because there were discrepancies between the agreements in our union contracts, and we've had lawyers to figure it out. We just completed the 403B. One of the pension plan audits has just been completed, and KPFK has the money to put into the pension plans. The main cost of any arrears in the pension plan fall on KPFA and KPFK because we have the largest staffs, our two stations. So that's being unraveled, but you know, these things are really, they're huge, huge, huge problems, and they need to be sorted out, and we are starting to sort it out, but it's been a big mess, and it's taking a lot of work and a lot of legal advice to get these things, to plan how to fix these things, and to systematically go through and fix one thing at a time, and get everything fixed. But we're on the road to doing that. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Grace. I will take a stack for local station board members who would like to ask questions of the directors in their reports.
You see Steve Kaiser.
I do. Okay, I have... I have... Hold on. I have Lawrence, Fernando, Stephen, Ismael. Did I miss anyone? Ray San Paulina, one moment. I have Lawrence, Fernando, Steve, Ismael, Reza, and Paulina. Is there anyone else that would like to ask questions? Okay, so in trying to keep with the minutes on our agenda, I'll take the people on that stack, and then we're going to move on to the next item, because we also have our general manager, and I'm assuming our new program director here, and we want to get to them. Okay, so Lawrence, you go first.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, directors, for your report, but... it's more than termites we have. We have maggots. Okay?
Do you have a question here, Lawrence?
Yes, yeah. There is. I'll develop my questions as I go along. I have 5 points to touch on, Chair. And the first one is the election committee. I was told by the directors that the election committee was not going to convene because they did not want to politicize the election process. But yet, the PNB has put its foot in the election process quite a few times, and as a result of it, they're running a sham election,
right,
and also a disenfranchising election for
It's now your turn.
The Q&A period,
not a lecture period.
For yeah, all. You know, we tend to do that. I tend to see board members use this time for question and answers to get on their soapbox and give their opinions. I understand that. I provide a little bit of flexibility to do that. But please, get to your questions, okay?
You are not characterizing me and my concerns in regards to the election, the scam, the loan scam, the bylaw scam, and the list that also is full of maggots. And it's not... The natural election supervisor did not quit. He resigned, and he gave specific reasons as to why he resigned. So you can try to spin it any way you want to. But the fact is, if I was encouraging anybody to run for this election, I would tell them to run on the protest of all the grievous violations that have been put forth to this point. Now, what are you doing? And you're saying that you're putting pressure now, although you weren't supposed to politicize this election process, but now you're putting pressure on the national elected supervisor to, I guess, do what you want them to do instead of doing what they're supposed to do according to the bylaws and according to the election procedures. Now, in regards to the loan, I remember being shut out. Us fiduciaries here, all the LSP members were completely shut out, and things were being leaked to other people. But yet when I asked questions about the loans and about stuff like that, you were saying, well, and I asked for executive sessions so we could appraise ourselves of those loans. You were saying, no, there's too many leaky boards.
I object.
So,
I'm here for a lecture.
Well, too bad.
I'm sorry.
Questions is fine.
I got my questions. So those are the two questions that I have for you.
Well,
if you could extrapolate from that.
She knows what it is.
So... I, again, as an LSV member, I protest these elections.
Thank you.
I'm still not clear on the questions, but Grace,
okay,
if you want to respond.
I think I can respond. In the bylaws, the bylaws give the executive director the responsibility to hire a national election supervisor. The National Election Supervisor has autonomy over the elections, conducting the elections. However, it is the duty of the National Board to ensure that the bylaws are enforced and complied with. The bylaws state that there must be an election this year. It states which year's elections must take place. So it is up to, it's the fiduciary, it's a responsibility per the bylaws. The bylaws has a section that states exactly what the responsibility of national board members is, what their responsibilities are. And we must ensure that the executive director gets this election done, because that's what the bylaws state must be done. And we must ensure that the
the board and the foundation is not violating the law. To refuse to hold an election or to not continue with the election would put us in violation of California Corporations Codes as well as our own bylaws. So we would be shirking our responsibility as fiduciaries of this responsibility of this foundation if we didn't authorize and insist that the executive director continue with the election. Okay, now, when it comes to the loan, the National Board, we sought legal counsel. The National Board does not have to release all the loan documents. It is untrue that we are in default in this loan. As a lawyer explained to us, the only way you can be in default is if a lender goes to a court and the judge makes a ruling that you are in default. You are not in default of any agreement unless a judge states that you are in default. It is not true that we are in default on this loan. That is a falsehood. The other thing is that it is true, this loan, believe me, you know, if somebody came with $4 million and we could have paid off the Empire State debt, we would have done it. That wasn't our option. The contract with the Empire State Realty Trust had in its clauses that for anything we were in arrears on in payments, we had to pay a 9% interest rate. And there were penalties, and the interest rate would escalate depending upon how much we were in default on the money that we owed them. So the amount of penalties and interest rate that they were charging us on monies we owed them, et cetera, was a lot greater than this loan that we took out, which has a relatively small interest rate. The next thing is there's no end of the world at the end of the term of this loan. This loan is a three-year loan. It's got about 2.5 years left. If we don't have the full principal to pay back at the end of the term of the loan, two things will happen. One of two things. The lender will extend the term of the loan. That's the most possible thing. Or if the lender does not want to extend the term of the loan, we will refinance it. Because this loan is based on real estate. It's collateralized by real estate. It's not given to us because of our business practices. It's not given to us because we're a nonprofit. None of that is why we have the loan. We have the loan because we have the collateral. We're using the collateral of our buildings. As long as our buildings are worth what they're worth, we can always get a loan. Now, if our big business practices are really terrible, we might have to pay a higher interest rate. These are not great loans. Right. However, on the other hand, if we get our audits done, if we improve our credit rating, if we get our financial house in order, if we increase our income, we will be able to refinance at a lower interest rate for a longer term and possibly get an amortized loan. So that's what we're shooting for. There's no end of the world at the end of the term of this loan. That's not true. Now, I don't know if I answered all of your questions.
Thank you, Grace.
But that's it.
Okay, Fernando, if you can please try to put your statement in the form of a question. Go ahead, your turn.
Very, very simple three points/questions. The reasons being given by the former National Election Supervisor announcing he'll resign unless we postpone the election and the irregularities that he found, can we fix it in a way that we can avoid additional legal expenditures in court because of the violations? Question one. Question two. I just heard that these problems, financial problems, have been going on for the last 16 years, and many of the people making the comments here, being around about 16 years, why we didn't hear about these problems before? Lastly, last question, clearly the problem with the pensions, the problem with the loan, and our everyday expenditures require a maverick management team that can get us out of the hole. What is the plan?
Thank you, Fernando. Jan?
Okay, so first of all, I think the question about interfering with, I'm kind of including the previous question along with this, interfering with the election, the PNB interfering with the election. It's a very, you know, interesting relationship because on the one hand, the PNB is not supposed to interfere with the election. On the other hand, we are supposed, the PNB is supposed to make sure that the elections happen. And so, so what the PNB has been doing has been pushing the executive director to make sure that the National Election Supervisor carries out his job and or her job and makes these elections happen. We have not been interfering at all in the, you know, the details of how this is running. And, you know, I mean, if I were to get involved in that, you know, I'd have all kinds of ideas and plans and this and that, but that's not my job, and I'm, in fact, prevented, the PNB members in general, including me, are prevented from doing that. So all our basic task is to make sure, try to make sure that the executive director follows through and has this, and that this election comes through. So we, I particularly, and all of our four PNB members on from KPFK are pushing our darndest to get this done. And in fact, with regard to the lists, I have been trying for years, but including especially this past year, to ask the station, our station, to get our list together because we knew that this was coming up. We knew that the election, and as a PNB member, have been asking the, you know, on the national level that all the stations get their lists together. So this is not, as you say, I mean, I'm totally in agreement with you. This is not some, I mean, maybe not 100%, but this is not a new problem, and we have been pushing to do, to get this together for a long time. And in terms of the audits, again, that is something that the people who are the PNB representatives from Los Angeles have been pushing to get those audits done for a very long time, and we've made great progress. I mean, there was nothing. I think 3 years ago or 2 years ago, the audits had not been, they were like years and years, and they had not been addressed. It had just been like as if we didn't have an obligation to have audits. So this is crucial. It's not an FCC violation, but it is a Corporation for Public Broadcasting issue that we have to make sure that
and
we have these.
And
the California Corporations Code. So we have been really pushing to get these audits done, and I'm happy to say that we're at least within a year of, you know, have they were, I think, 3 years. Is that right? 3 years in arrears.
We were within 2 months of suspension by California.
Yeah, so we're doing, really working hard on that.
The plan.
And what's the plan of doing it? Yes, well, I'll tell you what the plan is. We've hired, here's what we've done. What we've done is we've hired an organization called META. And I can't remember what that stands for. NARNETA, N-E-T-A. And it's a financial services organization, and we've hired them to come in and, you know, work with all of our business managers and actually get our finances, our financial reporting in order. And that was, you know, something that we really needed to do. And I'm happy to report that we are really making great strides in professionalizing the management of Pacifica. So one of these items is we've hired somebody who is a professional executive radio professional as an executive director. We've hired Nita to help get our finances in order because we have not been able to do it in-house. We're having discussions about our CFO resigned several months ago, and we're having discussions about how we are going to deal with replacing the CFO and what we're going to do. So that's something that we're doing on the National Executive Board. So we are really attempting to do that. And as far as just the professionalization, that we've hired a professional general manager who has experience in radio station production and management, and now we've hired, among the people that we recommended, program director. So I think that we're really making progress, who has a great deal of experience in radio. So we are making big progress. And I guess one of the things that really put us behind in this election, because it's something that has been very worrisome, I'm totally in agreement that this is a problem, is that the interim executive director was, you know, we were in terrible financial straits, and he was dealing with a lot of things, and he did not appoint an executive director until, I mean, National Election Supervisor while he was interim, and waited until the new executive director came on board, and by that time we were so far past the normal required election days, but we're, you know, making great efforts to get this election done. So there we are, and Grace has something to add to that.
Okay, first of all, the finances have not been screwed up for 16 years. They've basically been screwed up for 4 years. Before that, we had financial reports, balance sheets, income statements, and our audits were done in a relatively timely manner. That's the first thing. The second thing is the national strategic plan will consist basically of what Aniel is doing here at KPFK, improving the programming, improving the sound production values and sound quality of the programming, having better public relations and advertising of our station and programming, having a better website, putting in place standard business practices, best practices, and getting our financial house in order. That's the rudimentary plan for all of Pacifica. And that's, I think, it can be seen that Aniel is doing that here at KPFK.
May I add one more thing? Just one short thing.
Hold on. Not right now. We're going over on this. Yeah. I'm going to ask our local station board members to please be concise in asking the questions. And thank you, Fernando. You did an excellent job. And also our directors to also be concise in responding. A lot of this information is, you know, we're just repeating ourselves.
That's right.
And we're going to go, it is with the stack I have, I anticipate that we will be going over time on this section of the agenda, and I would like to get to our general manager in a timely manner. So next on the stack is Steve.
I want to compliment Bella DeSoto and the man from Pico Rivera pointing out to us the necessity of community. Community has sustained us from the beginning. Community is the only thing that's going to ultimately save us. And what Steve Shapiro pointed out about the endless amount of time that's put into the fund drives, we need new products. people out there buy these products. We need to develop new products. My question is this. We have 43 days left in this year. Are we going to be able to get the elections in this time? And if not, by the functions of the bylaws, not only do the national directors no longer hold their seats, but don't the local station boards, the rest of us, not hold our seats also? Now, I know in the past when we had that trouble 3 years ago that the existing directors stayed in their seats for another 1 or 2 years. I'm just wondering how this is all going to play out in the next 43 days. I'm done.
Mansour?
The executive director is right on top of this. He has communicated with the national election supervisor, and they are working on the timeline. So it's in the progress, and it's going to finish whenever all the mandatory dates are fulfilled.
What if they come January 1st? What are the consequences of that?
We'll continue with what we do.
Okay.
That's no answer.
Can I answer
my
question?
Okay, so just to answer the first question of, like, you know, what is happening and are we going to be able to fulfill the timeline, the answer is we don't know. We wish we knew. We don't know because that's something that the National Election Supervisor has not revealed to us. There was a timeline set out in which we could finish this before the end of the year, but that included, like, you know, sending out ballots at, like, November 15th. Well, obviously, that date has passed. So we don't know the answer to your questions, just to make it absolutely clear. The second question is, you know, what are we going to do in terms of the remaining, you know, like, are we going to, is our governance structure just going to all fall apart and everybody's not going to have we're not going to have an LSB? No. The answer is that the people on the LSB will continue in their seats until their replacements are elected, and that's according to California Corporation. And the national seats, that's a good question. I mean, presumably, but it's one that we don't know the answer to. Probably they'll just continue, but as of now, I believe and hope that this election is going to be completed by the end of December.
Do we need 6 weeks to let people return the ballots?
No, we don't.
Okay, I just answered the questions to the I just answered the questions to the extent that I know. There's things that we don't know. We just don't know.
Okay. First of all, I just got assurance. I wrote the executive director a note yesterday, and he assured me that the elections are going to take place. Okay, which I feel very relieved about. And
I thought they were taking place already.
Yes, but there've been some questions as to what's happening with them because we haven't received candidate lists yet. But he's assured me that the elections are taking place. Now, the length of the election, to some degree, look in the bylaws, depends on if all the stations reach quorum within the first period of time after the ballots are mailed. If the stations don't reach quorum, that's 10% of the ballots returned, then the National Election Supervisor may extend the election at any station that doesn't reach quorum by an additional 4 weeks. So that time frame could
be extended.
Yeah, there
this
can be.
No,
I think that all of you should refer to the bylaws and read them. I don't want to interpret
What's
them
the
for
first
you.
Period?
Okay.
No,
please. Let her answer.
Okay, if the ballots are sent out, then there's something like 35 days for the ballots to be returned.
All right, thank
you. Okay,
5 weeks.
Then if the stations don't reach quorum, then the National Election Supervisor has the authority to extend the election for any station that doesn't reach quorum by up to 4 weeks.
Thank you, Grace. Ismael?
I'll pass because the two questions were answered in the discussion.
Raisa?
Yes, my question is,
outreach committee of KPFKA, every Friday we are on the corner of Sunset Echo Park with our banner. We recruit people. People were questioning why they postponed the election. You know, believe it or not, last year the Spanish programmer on different parks, you know, they had different event and they came up with $1,700. KPFK is not active, you know, in different area to recruit people to become a member to pay. This is, something is missing. I don't know, you know, maybe Zuberi could do something.
Question?
Yes. I'd like to share some questions with the directors that I believe come from a listener member. So why exactly did the National Election Supervisor resign on Tuesday the 30th of October? Why didn't he wait for the evening when the board would discuss the two options that he had specified in his letter? How tight was the PNB vote that Tuesday to initiate and pay for this, what the listener calls, quote, pseudo-election, unquote? Which directors voted for the pseudo-election and which voted against? Were there any amendments? Who was the proposer, seconder, and what is the voting record? And were there alternative motions? Is Pacifica in receipt of any legal letters or petitions concerning this pseudo-election? Finally, I'm going to make it short. Why jeopardize the trust of the public, particularly the voters who need to believe that the NES is independent of the PNB? And how are we going to regain the trust of the public and of the Foundation for the Jewish Community?
I want to make a motion. We get all of those questions in writing and not take everybody's time.
Ken, you're out of order. You're out of order. You're not recognized. No. Mansoor, go ahead.
Yes, budget paralysis.
So I believe the PNB had a closed session meeting with National Election Supervisor and the report was given out. And there's nothing else that I can add to it. The chair of PNB gave a report out regarding the meeting that we had with the National Election Supervisor. It's online. I don't have it with me, but we gave it. Number two.
Originally, he said he had nothing to report.
I forget some of your questions, but... regarding the election, and I think you just got to trust a very excellent executive director that we have hired, that he's a professional radio, especially nonprofit person who's been involved with the radio stations for 30-some-odd years. He knows these issues. He's on top of especially the election. None of us, as Grace and Jan have said, none of the PNB members, majority of PNB members, would like to continue with the election. The National Election Supervisor is an independent person, and he has to report to the ED, and it's ED's working on this. So okay. whether you trust ED or not, that's not my issue, but the issue has been dealt with, and we're working on it, and we shall have an election this year.
Thank you, Mansoor. So what I heard you say is that this was a confidential personnel matter that was discussed in closed session, so it's inappropriate to answer those questions here in open session. Yes, Grace?
I have a quick answer to one of Paulina's questions. In the July 5th open Pacifica National Board meeting, a director from New York, William Heerwagen, put forward a motion to cancel the 2018 election. This motion was defeated by a vote of 12 against, 8 in favor, 1 abstention. I can tell you exactly who voted for continuing the for having an election and who voted against it. I'm looking for...
Could you just email that information, please?
Yes. Who would you like me to email it to?
Everybody. Paulina.
No, everybody.
I'd like to know.
The local station board. Okay, thank you.
Just so you know, all of four of Los Angeles's people voted in favor of it.
Yes.
Well, so against the motion to cancel the election.
Voted against the motion
for the election.
Right.
Yeah. And thank you for clarifying that, because earlier when you were giving your report, you said all the Pacifico National board members supported it, but it wasn't all the board members. It was all of the Los Angeles board members.
That's what I meant.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Polarity.